Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hey guys, Christy here. Just wanted to check in with you guys real quick before you start listening to this podcast. For some reason, I was not able to fix Danica's audio, and she has a little bit of an echo, so it might take you a little bit to just get used to it, but she has some really great things to say, and we didn't want to redo it because then you lose a little something when you redo it. So bear with us, please. Remember, we're the ones that are doing this editing ourselves. If you have any tips for us, please let us know. We use Audacity to edit our things, so yeah, if you have anything, YouTube's my best friend already to try to do it, but we'll take any advice we can. So enjoy it. It's all about prep envy and how to keep your eyes on your own paper slash don't be an asshole.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. The girls are back together.
Hi,
hey, girls. Howdy, how you doing?
Good. Doing good. Monday. You guys won't hear this for another Monday, but it was like bright and sunny out when I was driving in today, and I hit downpour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a 15-minute like downpour. People were running like chickens with their heads cut off. And then all of a sudden the sun came out again. So it's been a really wonky Monday, but it's good. We're doing good. Ravenna's a little old sibling. She's a tough cookie though. She gave me no signs. I brought her to the doctor and because she had a little rash, so she had a hand, foot, mouth. Cool. Not cool. If like kids get that, I apologize as parents. So I brought her for a rash, and they were like, is she pulling out her ears at all? I'm like, no. They're like, well, she has a double ear infection. Oh, okay. So, whatever. And she has, like, three teeth up top coming in. She's just a hot mess, but, like, she smiles. She's like, this is nothing. I got this.
No big deal.
No big deal. How are you doing?
Good. I thought I had an ear infection last week.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, I haven't had an ear infection probably since I was a little kid, but my ear was kind of like, just, it was hurting in my throat a little bit, so I was like, I gargled some salt water and did a little bit of, I don't know if anyone else has ever done this, but hydrogen peroxide in your ear.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. It's such a weird feeling.
What does it feel like? Does it bubble?
Yeah. I don't know, it's not like itchy, but it's like, you just feel like it's just like cleaning. It just feels like what like you'd see on a commercial for cleaning supplies. Like, what is that? Like the soap scum thing that
like bubbles those scrubbers?
Yes, yeah, those little scums. That's what it feels like. That's what I imagine in my ear, and I don't know how it works, but or how it's working. Like if it's eating away at earwax, or how that would help if you had an ear infection, but. Like, let's try it. You know, Pinterest says maybe it'll work, so.
Did it work? Did you feel better?
I mean, I feel better. I had it for a couple of days, but I don't know what made it feel better. That or, a thing of Tylenol, too. It was really weird.
I'm going to try that. Maybe when I, like, don't feel good, I'm going to try it.
You can do it now.
No, maybe just on Monday.
Yeah, just do it Monday night. Get crazy.
Get crazy.
Besides that, we're good. Bella's, I'd say, normal. She sleeps sometimes. Sometimes she doesn't. She's a little better at night sometimes.
Yeah.
We started feeding her one bottle of formula.
Okay. So
one bottle of 4 ounces of formula. She eats 3 times a day. She eats like a, she's a horse. I have no idea where she puts it all. I have like, the littler plates that you get in a stack if you're fancy. I don't know what you'd call them, like a salad plate, I guess, technically.
Okay.
She'll eat a full plate of that, of noodles and ground turkey and whatever else is the third thing that we put in there.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so she just eats and eats and eats. Yeah, she's still eating on me. That's
awesome. And how about her teeth? How many teeth does she have?
She's 4. Her 2 top ones are out now.
Mm-hmm.
I was just with our girlfriend, Megan, one of our first guests that we had on the podcast. And her little boy has like 8 teeth. They're born on the same day. Legit.
Oh my god.
He's like all 4 of his bottom and 4 of his top It's just crazy. And it was so cool to see these two babies that were born on the same day and just their difference in all their developments and stuff. And then it was also really cool to sit, and as you know, is just sit with other moms and just kind of laugh and compare notes and not be competitive. Like, not be like, you know, how some moms are kind of competitive. I don't know.
My baby does this.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just that we know each other before, so it's not like that.
Yeah.
I almost like kind of feel like trying to play it down. Like, I'm like, oh, no, she's cool. Like, no, she's kind of walking. Like, I don't
want to,
like, make anyone feel bad. So that's
interesting that you say it's cool to see, like, babies that are developing. That's a good little segue into what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
And how every baby is different, no matter if they're the same age or if they're male or female, they're just all kind of different and reaching their milestones. But you recently posted about your pup, and I wanted to know, because I feel like every body, the physical body, is different when it comes to prepping. So that's why most plans should be individualized. So keynote, people listening, your plan should not be a cookie cutter plan. It should be very individualized and structured to you and you only. Yes, there are some similar things that you're going to be doing with other competitors. I mean, when you think about like the staple foods, most people eat the same thing, but the amounts are going to be different. And then also, each prep that you do for that individual can be different too. So your prep this time around seems to be different. I mean, not only because this is post-baby, you're also breastfeeding, so that is different. But how else has it been different for you?
Well, it's longer.
Yes.
So I usually only do like a 12-week prep. The last prep I did for my first show was only 11 weeks with Andrew. It went longer because we went to the Yorton after my original show date that I wanted to do, which was the Kansas City.
Yeah.
It doesn't, to be honest, it doesn't feel like a prep yet because maybe it's not hard yet. The only thing that's hard is like scheduling a workout. For instance, today I would have worked out already, but because my client canceled and I work out at her house after her session, I have not worked out today, but I need to work out, but I don't have childcare. So either it's going to happen at my house or, fingers crossed, my mom or my mother-in-law will take her for like a couple hours so I can go to the gym, work out, come back.
Yeah.
The food is ridiculous. And I hate, and this is, it sound, and I almost didn't post this the other day. So if you remember, if you go back last week, last Sunday, when you hear this, posted about my carbs. And I almost didn't post it because I didn't want to sound like I was bragging. But I honestly was saying it because so often you see the other side of it where people are bitching about not having food or people who are, oh, I need to eat more, the volume eaters. Like Heather and I were joking around about this because she loves Eat Volume. I could give two shits.
Right.
So another difference in preps or wants for it. Where she would love to eat a lot of food, and she says I eat like a bird because I could give or take food. It's just I know I need to eat it because I need it for my fuel. But besides that, if I could have everything just like in a liquid form where I can just go and I don't sit down and eat.
Totally agree.
Yeah, it's just, for me, it's just something I need to do. It's not, I don't tie emotion to it. I don't, it's not something I look forward to. I eat when I'm hungry, whatever. So for me, eating at that day was almost 400 carbs. That's twice the amount of my normal.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrew did something that is, he does every once in a while with me, but I am a meal plan person. And the reason why I'm a meal plan person is because I have so much other stuff I have to do in a day, I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
So when Andrew tells me what to eat, I just eat it. I don't want to think about it. I have to make decisions all day for everything, whether it's for other clients, for me and Belle, for the house, whatever. I'm always making decisions. I don't want to make decisions. And he's just like, just add 50 grams of carbs. And I'm just like, what kind of carbs? What should I do? I don't want to have the freedom. So if it fits your macros, it just makes me like feel like I have another thing to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh. So I actually filled a lot of it with a drink.
Perfect.
Yeah. It was my favorite coconut lemon water.
That is perfect. Hey, you do what you gotta do. If it fits your macros.
If it fits my macros. And I even put whipped cream on it. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
I hope that Andrew did.
That's too funny. I'm not gonna lie. When I first, like, I probably had my immediate response to when you posted it, like, I was scrolling, and I was like, fuck you. And then I was like, Danica, stop. Everybody's different. And that was not very nice. I think I liked it. And I was like, okay, fine. I'll like this because I'm proud of you. And that's awesome. And but it is pretty cool to think that, like, how your body is working. And Andrew and I have actually been working closely just to kind of reestablish my normal, I guess, like, post-baby, and to work on a couple of things. So he and I have been on a meal plan with each other for a while. I stayed on, like, a meal plan, kind of, during pregnancy, and then right after, I really didn't. Like, I just ate when I could because I was like, I don't know when I'm going to be sleeping. I don't know.
Right.
But now is probably the most food that I've ever eaten before. Mm-hmm. And I keep on telling him I'm not hungry, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very much like you. I'm like, ugh, if you could just give me a pill that, mm-hmm. like, it gives me the macros that I need.
Yeah.
And then I would get so much other shit done during the day.
Yeah.
100%. And that'd be great. Like, give me the blue pill on my training day, and, like, give me the yellow pill on my rest day.
Right.
And I'll be fine. I'll be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool to see. So with him doing that and eating more, and I think sometimes maybe we're hesitant to see what our bodies can do. It's easier for a coach to give it and just mm-hmm. remove the emotion out of it.
Yeah.
And listen to your coach. But it's cool to see that how my body is changing, and with, like, the amount of food that I have, and it's not even close to yours, but it's, for me, it's a lot, because I was not eating a lot to begin with, so, but for me, it's a lot. Like, when I think of, so, like, just for instance, like, on one day, I have 2.5 tablespoons of peanut butter, and then I have 2 tablespoons of 2 tablespoons of grass-fed butter, and then a teaspoon of coconut oil, 2 whole eggs. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who uses 2 tablespoons of butter? But I do.
It's funny that you just said that, because on the podcast that we posted last Monday, we were talking about how if I had to pick anything, I would pick butter as a additive.
Like, would you?
Yeah, because, again, I don't, peanut butter is good and all, but I don't remember if I told you I had a peanut butter phobia as a kid.
Oh, I remember. Yes, I remember you telling me that.
So, I'll eat butter all day, but I'm not a huge peanut butter fan.
Yeah. So, with everything, and so have you been slowly increasing?
Yeah. So, every week he has increased my food, let's say, by 100 calories or so. So here's an interesting thing that he pointed out to me. We started on July 5th, 2014, 15, whatever we started.
Yep.
The year, last time I did my show. And the one that he sent me, it was my first one this time, but we ended up somehow re-upping again for my rechanging my plan on the same day, and it was 1,000 calories more than it was that first one he ever gave me.
Wow.
Now, remember, it's because of, for me, it's probably because of breastfeeding.
Okay.
Are you still pumping?
No, I'm done.
Okay. So yeah. I'm still breastfeeding. So that's why I think that's where all my calories, or most of my calories, are going to be honest.
Yeah.
My weight usually is either at, like, today was a little higher after my carbs went up than I actually started. But in the past, let's say 4 to 6 weeks, it's been only within 2 pounds. So it's either been down 2 pounds,
up 1 pound from that 2 pounds or back to normal. So we've been always kind of floating right around that same number, but he's still pushing the food. So it's been interesting to see the difference and how, even though he keeps adding food, and I, one day I joked, I'm like, do you think this is Nate Spear that you're sending this to? Like, this is a little, hi, I'm only 5'3 and about 120 to 118 pounds at this moment.
That is funny. Oh my God. He told me one time, he sent me, like, cause we're working with, I did cardio like every day for Sanity, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And I like cardio because mm-hmm. it's mindless.
Yep.
And I can just do it. It's no problem for me. But one week he said, no more cardio. I need you to, be a little more deconditioned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I've never heard that from a coach.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be, he was like, I knew you were going to fight with me, but I just need you to be deconditioned. I'm like, okay, I can do this. What am I going to do with my time?
Yeah, he took cardio away from me, too.
Do you like that, though?
I love cardio. I said before, I would walk on a treadmill for an hour.
I know.
He didn't take away me going for walks or anything like that, but I still, I'm averaging about 30 minutes a week of just walking on the treadmill. That's what I would consider cardio. Everything else in life, I just try to get steps in. Just so I don't lose my mind
from
being locked in my house.
But so, do you think that the majority of people got angry when they saw that post? Or, like, how do you feel about the people that are like, oh my God, I wish I was eating blah, 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 blah?
Mm-hmm. There's actually two. There's one that actually, that your client, Rachel, said something about too.
Oh, yeah.
And you kind of reminded her that this is about my prep. And when I put something in there, it was just to relate to others who may feel this. It's not to single out someone else.
Right.
So my honest, like, what just sat inside me is, if someone gets offended or gets mad or gets jealous of what I post, and this is going to sound way high here, but it's not. It's because of them. Remember, never take anything personal, the four agreements. It's because there's something inside of them that it hit or triggered. And that's not my intention. Especially in most of my posts, I'm saying, here's why I said this. Or here's what you can take from this. Because I understand it. I've been the person who's been triggered by a thing being like, son of a bitch, or ugh, annoying, whatever. You know, whatever it is. But, and I actually had a good talk with Megan about that today too. She's talking about how she just hasn't posted in a while on her fitness page or even her personal page, really. And it's because she feels like she doesn't really have much to say because she doesn't. And I think I've said this too. You don't want to sound like you're showboating. You don't want to, you know, you're almost worried that people are going to think you're too happy or that you're repeating things or that you don't have anything to say. So it's kind of annoying or that you're bitching. Like, so before you're posting something on your own page, you're questioning, how is this going to be received? And I get it because, you know, yes, right now a lot of my stuff is about Belle, but the reason why I post is who I am. It's me making you laugh. It's Belle laughing. I'm hoping that it's bringing happiness to people. It's a funny thing that I'm posting about her picture and then me, like, barely making it, but putting a joke around it.
Yeah.
Again, same thing I would say in real life if you saw me. Like the shirt today, it was tired as a mother. It was just a funny thing. And I was like, this is supposed to be her nap time. Instead, she's just trying to destroy her room. No big deal. And she's laughing at me looking tired. No big deal. And that's the way it was with my prep. And we've talked about this too, is I don't really talk about my prep a lot because I don't want to seem showboaty. But then in the back of my head, I was reminded by Jason, my guru, Jason Stella, who was on here before and said, Christy, you remember whoever you are, wherever you are. So if you've been a trainer for a long time, if you've been a competitor for a long time, you've already gone through so many things that someone else hasn't yet.
So if you feel like it's redundant or it's already been talked about, well, maybe someone hasn't heard it the way you have to say it.
Right.
So not limit yourself or to censor yourself that way. And, you know, it's your own thing.
Yeah. And it's your page, like you kept on saying, and you can put whatever you want on there. And you're absolutely right. I had to check myself when I said fuck you. Because it wasn't you. Like, I wasn't mad at you. Mm-hmm. I was mad at the fact that, like, that's pretty freaking awesome. And maybe at one point I got to, like, 275, but...
I never before that. Never before was I 275.
Right. So, and I had to remind myself too, like, that's just an emotion that you brought to yourself. Like, you can have so many different reactions, and that's on you, Danica. And I was able to kind of counsel myself back to my sane mind. But it can be difficult. And what I think, you know, what people don't understand sometimes too is, or they don't put into perspective, that every prep is going to be different for everybody, and so many factors contribute to how your prep is progressing and how it starts, how it's different for the second time, third time, fourth time. So for you, there's a huge factor going on in your breastfeeding, and that is, you know, you're at a bigger calorie deficit than before when you come to, like, what you're burning and you're providing. And also think about, like, the work that you're doing on a daily basis. It's totally different. Mm-hmm. Another thing I was thinking of is, you had a long period of time that you weren't necessarily doing strength training.
Yeah.
And now you've jumped back into it. Mm-hmm. Of course you're going to be burning more calories.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of factors that I think maybe people don't see initially, and they should. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can go through, like, there's so many other factors. So I was just talking to a client who is 36 years old, and she's struggling a little bit with kind of seeing the progression in her prep. And I told her, let's go get your blood work done.
Yeah.
I think your blood work tells you so much. So yeah. I think everybody, before they kind of start a prep, I think it's cool to have blood work done just to see where you're at. But your hormones play a huge level in, like, where you're at, what your baseline is, and stuff like that. What would you say? How do you think hormones play a role?
Hormones are the deciding factor of everything we do. Mm-hmm. It's how we wake up, how we go to sleep, how we burn, how we grow, how we break down muscle, how we have sex drive, how we don't have sex drive, how we have hunger, not hunger. Literally everything in the body, the hormones are the number one thing that affects everything you do. Your environment affects your hormones and vice versa. Maybe even your hormones might affect your environment. Depends on what your husband might think. Your digestion of what kinds of food, same thing. Like, if you're lactose intolerant, there's a reason why. Hormones do have an effect of it. Insulin. Hi.
Yes.
Diabetic. Not diabetic. All of it. It all is part of it. Even hormones of how your food breaks down in your mouth. That's how the start of digestion. So there is actually a study that I was listening to another podcast, Mind Pump. And they're talking about how you shouldn't have to drink water when you're eating. Your saliva should be doing it enough, but it could be that you're not chewing enough, and then that's what's slowing down your digestion too, because then you're not breaking down, because the digestion break starts to break down with the hormones that are in your mouth. If you're drinking water, it might be either A, you're not chewing enough, so you're not releasing enough of that hormone to digest the food as it goes down, but it also could be slightly mental, because you're just used to having it.
Yeah, but that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting too. So it's 100%. It's not just like, oh, I feel bitchy today because I'm PMSing.
That's just, right.
Or I'm a teenage boy and my voice is changing. The only thing that people think about sometimes, though.
Yeah.
They're starting to understand it a little bit more, or they're starting to talk about it more. But it's because of things like the pill. What was that pill that was said they were going to stop cortisol? Whatever it was. The pill that they're like, get this cortisol stopping pill.
Oh my god.
To reduce belly fat.
Of course. I mean, there's a fix for everything.
Everything.
Right.
There is a fix. It's just, it's either probably A, a little bit more simple than that, meaning you just got to figure out what your trigger is. It could be more sleep for cortisol. It could be not working out like a bat out of hell, which increases stress. Or it could be something more, your glands are off.
Right.
Which you have to talk to your doctor about, which is what your blood testing, like you said, would be the only way to tell.
Right. It's interesting talking to like just my everyday clients too about how they're progressing in their program and how weights play a huge role. And sometimes when you're doing the same thing like over and over and over again, mm-hmm. it may not be working. So you may have to take a break. Your body, I think too, is, you know, smarter than we give it credit for, but sometimes you need a week of rest.
Yeah.
To restart things, to revamp things. And even if it's during prep, sometimes you do need that even during prep. Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing why Andrew had you stop doing cardio. So
right.
that you're going to lower your stress hormones.
Right.
To regrow, or hopefully the goal probably was to be able to increase your lean body mass again, to get your calories up, so that your metabolic rate is up, so that you can use cardio later on to burn the fat whenever you want to.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. When I really break it down for a lot of clients and tell them like how complex it is, that it's not just a black and white thing,
mm-hmm.
then they'll start to like give themselves a little bit more credit. Because I think that, you know, when you start off, I'm sure many people say, oh, it's just easy. Put me on a meal plan, tell me what to do, and it's going to be great. It's a little, like, your coach should be doing more than just, well, here's some food to eat and mm-hmm. do this. Now, I'm not, there are some, sometimes it works like that because you haven't done jack shit for a while. So, like, any change is going to make a big difference. But it can be really, really, really complex. And I think Andrew is able to kind of cover that and go into more depth when I've learned that from him too, is to kind of look at everything else that's influencing that individual's specific like preparation and their progress or lack thereof, and not just look at food and exercise.
Yeah, no, and it goes back to things that you said too, you've said personally, when we first talked about like what to do if you want to get in shape. And one of the things that I like that you said was, you know, instead of thinking about taking away, think about adding. So adding water, just changing one thing. So whether you're a regular person or a prep. Now, here's where it gets a little different between regular people and prep. There's a definite hardcore line that you're going to be half naked on a stage, so you have to look a certain way.
Right.
So we have to kind of speed up the process. But if you're a normal person, you know, you can start with just drinking water if you're not doing that. I mean, just doing the basics, finding out where your food is, not changing anything. Don't change anything. Just find out where you are. And if you have a long enough prep, it could be that too. It could just be starting where your food is, which most coaches will do. They'll start where your food is and just kind of try to clean it up for normal people and for prep. They might change the macros around a little bit, but.
Yeah, people are always amazed when I do say, well, maybe we need to add a little bit more, or you need to start drinking more water. They'll be like, I don't know, what if that will bloat me? You'll be surprised.
Is this a weird thing? I'm going to tell you a weird thing. So I do a little practice on myself. Like I use myself as a guinea pig.
Okay.
And if I only have 4 liters, or I guess I technically have 5 liters if I count my 2 shakes, my pre-workout / inter-workout, and my shake that I have before and after.
Okay.
So that would be roughly another liter. I notice I will drop a little bit in weight, but if I don't, then I hold on to weight more. And this is the weirdest thing. So my night food, which is something that, this again, sounds like bragging, but it is kind of yummy. And it's a sandwich, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with not measured. This is how I was told to measure it. A light spread. Well, for me though, I'm like, yeah, sure, light spread. I don't know what that means for you, but all the bread's covered, but it's not, like, caked on good enough. But I was just laughing about, for someone who's so precise, that I get light spread as my direction.
Yeah.
Maybe throw some jelly on there if you want. I was just like, you, whatever you say, boss. And then a yogurt. But I usually make sure I drink almost my last liter there because I feel so full before bed. And this is why it's so weird. I'll get up once at least to go pee because I'm normally going to get up anyway to breastfeed her. Uh-huh. And in the morning, I feel like I just shrink so much by having that less. I don't know. I don't even know if it's real or if it's in my head. But I'm just like, I feel like they just leaked out of me. And I know it sounds
that
so
last
silly.
Liter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, if I don't have that last liter, I'm going to be higher. And such a mind F. There's probably some, I do sweat like a banshee at night. So that's part of it. Ugh. Mike came home the other night and he's like, just was wondering if dress peed the bed. And I was like, what? Why would dress pee the bed? I'm like half asleep. It's like, because it's soaked. I'm like, well, that's just me. And I just rolled back over. I'll just clean them in the morning. I'll just change the sheets in the morning and I roll.
That's awesome.
But that's hormones. So
Yeah. That's
my body. That's my metabolism increasing
through
the night. And hopefully the goal of that is also to increase my natural levels of HGH in my body.
Right.
So fingers crossed.
I totally am right with you. With if I don't drink enough water, I feel like watery. Like I feel
a
little softer. But if I do drink enough water, I'm like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did something. But people don't believe that. You gotta try it, folks.
Yeah. Do
a,
you got to do your own experiments on yourself. Keep them within the lines of what your coach tells you. But if you, especially if it's not close to your check-in day, try it. Do your check-in. Do a normal day. So not your refeed day, not anything. Just a normal workout day. Don't drink as much water. Next time, up the water. Or vice versa, drink your normal water and then up the water a little.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Make sure you have the sodium that you need to balance that out so that you're not, you know, going, what do they call that, hypo, whatever, where you pretty much your cells drowned and you get dehydrated from drinking too much water.
Yeah.
I don't remember the full name of it. It's hypo whatever. I'm drowning in my own water.
Drowning in my own water.
It's like,
you know, that's something, do you put a lot of, no, you're not a condiment fan.
No, but again, boss says, because I'm not a condiment fan, I am told to salt two of my meals.
And does he say sprinkle?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's sprinkle. I'm just like, and I have the crud. Thank you. Grinding. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I just grind it on there. It might be like one of the last ones and I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to grind. The first couple of weeks.
Just put it on your tongue.
Yeah. Gargle the water. No, just swallow it. Some people salt their water.
That is something true.
You need to do that.
I do like condiments. And when I know that prep is getting serious for me is when Andrew tells me, and this is so bad, it's like my vice, but I love spray butter. It's the fakest shit. It is horrible for you. And for some reason, I love it. I think it's like fantastic. So when he says, cut out the spray butter, I'm like, ugh. It's getting real.
But wait. It's
definitely.
You hate regular butter?
What?
But you hate your regular butter that you have to put on?
Yeah. I like the artificial stuff. That's so messed up. You know, the same thing with, well, maybe this is more because, yeah, I like artificial stuff. Maybe because I grew up like that. Like,
yeah.
Because I had to do a lot of sugar-free and.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand the taste of real maple syrup.
Oh.
Give me sugar-free all day long. Regular? It's so messed up.
And that's I'm exact opposite where I can't do artificials. I get like I want to scrape my tongue.
Yeah.
And I can't stand it. I'd rather have real sugar. I'd rather take 25 grams. Right. I'd rather take the 20, whatever it is for a tablespoon, 25 grams of sugar. I don't know what it is, but. And just take that off my day if I had to. If I had to do a veggie macros.
Really?
I mean, I was a kid who had Rice Krispies and just was just a spoonful of sugar on top of it.
I just need more sugar, Mom.
And she was like,
I really need to cut that stuff out. That's another thing that people don't realize. Mm-hmm. Definitely contributes to a little bit of water retention, and mm-hmm. but aren't the best for us.
No.
I mean, they're not the best for our digestion because our body is like, I'm sorry, what? I don't really know what to do with. Wait, this isn't a macronutrient. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand what this chemical is. What is this blue, yellow, green thing? But our bodies will freak out, and sometimes I'll just cut that from someone's diet, and they'll be like, oh my god, I have so much clarity. I have mental clarity.
That's a huge sign. I mean, kind of a stickler when it comes to that stuff. I really, again, maybe it's because I don't use it or whatever. But if you're noticing a huge sign like that, maybe it should be this isn't good.
I know, and I engage in this activity. I know.
But a lot of people do. Like, the whole if it fits your macros, half of it is artificial stuff, so they can get more out of it. And that's, again, my post, I said that. I don't do a lot of artificial sweeteners. I'd rather have real sugar because of slightly that. I do. I'm really affected by, I notice it a lot. And I don't bloat easy, but I will bloat on artificial sweeteners. And partly is because I don't have it a lot, so I'm going to bloat on something that my body's not used to.
Right. Yeah.
Good points.
So people need to drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your eyes and your own paper.
Yes. That's the end of this. Like, we can talk, and I think it's interesting to hear people, because you might be like, oh, I think that might be happening to me, but not saying fuck you to that person. Be like, oh, screw you, but you can listen and be like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And
especially if you're another coach, because you're only one person, so in your life, it might be your thing. Like, this is one thing I have to always remember is some of my people might like artificial sweeteners, and I have to be okay with that.
Right.
And work with them on that. And I do. Yeah. Or some people are, if it's your macro people and they don't like to have a meal plan, and I think it's crazy because I'd rather have everything already set out for me, but they want their freedom. So, right. And that's actually what Heather was talking about last podcast, is that she's in if it fits your macros, because if she was on just a set routine, she just would go crazy. And we talked about the reason why it's for her and not for her, whatever. I mean, it's like everything else, right? Like, most people aren't complete assholes, and they're really not trying to stick it to you.
Right.
You're sticking it to me. And they might just be just talking. Maybe some people are bragging, but maybe they're just trying to communicate things. And if you as a person can be like, oh, interesting, not for me, but interesting.
Right. Yeah, and take the emotion out of it. And, you know, maybe somebody is being like a dick and rubbing it in your face, but you, to give them that power, like, mm-hmm. that's up to you and how you interpret it and how you perceive it. And that's all on you. Like, you weren't posting that and you were like, ha ha ha, Danica.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
right, but like,
she's got diabetes. Ha ha. Ha ha, Danica's got diabetes. What is this, 5 shots?
I probably would have laughed harder.
I'll put that in my hashtag next time. Danica, how many shots is this?
how many units do you have to take to eat this?
I'm rubbing your face. Ha ha, my pancreas works.
I want you to post. I want you to remember this and post it like 2 months from now.
Uh-huh. Oh, get
my pancreas in good shape.
Right. Oh my gosh.
But you're right. People have to put themselves in check.
Yeah.
And like you always say, keep your eyes on your own paper. Everybody's different. Do what your coach is telling you to do. If you don't agree with it, challenge your coach. I think that's always cool, to challenge your coach, because at the end of the day, it's your body.
Yeah.
You really have no obligation to anybody but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make sure that you're, you know, it saddens me when people come to me and they say that I've had bad experiences because I was told that I can only eat da 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 da. Well, did you challenge them? Like, did you say, I don't feel comfortable with this, or maybe could we try this? Like, you should do that. So if you find something that people post, like Christy just made a great post And maybe it's something that you and your coach could look at. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something that, you know, could work or could, you could try, and it, you might find that eating more is going to help you.
Yeah.
So don't be hesitant.
And if you're still in coaching yourself, I would highly recommend it. And in the same post, I said, I tried to make sure there wasn't a lot of artificial sweeteners because it's not my norm. And I wanted to, you only want to change one thing as much as possible. So it was a regular workout day. It wasn't a day that I wasn't going to work out. I didn't add cardio. I didn't do anything different than what I was going to do. We've been checking for us because of just weight lays on a leg day. So it's not like a leg day versus an upper body day or a back whatever. And the carbs were something similar that I always take in. So I tried to keep all of the other variables as same as possible. Because just like if you're in, when you're learning how to write a, like the scientific process when you're in seventh grade, you had to keep everything the same. And if you didn't, your volcano didn't explode right.
Right.
So, and you're just now the volcano.
Right. Exactly. I like that.
Yeah.
Way to bring in the analogy.
Hey, you know, that's how I learn, and that's how I,
yeah.
So if you're able to relate it to people and they're like, oh, shit, that makes sense. Because yeah. Especially with science, it's like the whatsy whatsies. How many letters are in that word? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a big long, here's what they're saying. They're saying this. It's just like this.
So. Yeah. Awesome.
Nice.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I love that we got the ins and outs of it, and I hope people really benefited from your post and try to challenge themselves and become their own experimental, like, thing going on, because why not try things, right? Can't hurt to try. Clearly, it's working in your prep, so can't hurt to try things.
Yeah, and I will say, like, I'm not, like, this morning I woke up heavier than I was, and I was like, shit. But I know what we did,
right.
And it's just moving forward from there. And I have 16 weeks or so, last for almost 15 now. I got time, but I also trust Andrew. So that's another part of the last part of it is to don't forget to question, but don't forget to trust.
Right.
Because I could have been like, Andrew, it's going to make me blow up or whatever. It's going to make me add weight. And I didn't. I said, okay, let's try it.
Yeah. And you did it yesterday?
Yeah.
So you should go up.
Yeah. I was up, I think I was up a pound or something, which is so weird because of, it was only 50 grams of carbs and the carbs were quote unquote clean. I mean, it was all sugar in the drink.
Did you get legs?
Yeah, I did legs. Yeah.
Right. Which is so amazing. You have like a double, like legs and a refeed, so to say.
Yeah.
I bet you you'll drop down. Like tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah. So I will. And then I am scheduled. So this is Monday morning that we did this. And I do my check-ins with him on Wednesday. Because it's easier for me. Because that's our full day off. So I'm just my normal life. So.
Right. Awesome.
Yeah. All right. So let's do what we're thankful for.
What are you thankful for? You start this one.
Sure. I'm thankful that I got to, that Belle got to hang out with another kid. And I get to hang out with a mom. I think it's, like I said before, it's something that I kind of, it's not one of the things I add to my worry list, but it is. Is she getting enough socialization? Because it's just her and I and the two dogs, but just her and I. And
yeah,
most of the time. And it's nice to be around other kids, but it's also good for me to be around other moms.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
And yours?
I am thankful. So I've been seeing this physical therapist who specializes in reflexology, and my feet have been killing me, so I have plantar fasciitis, and they've just been throbbing. So I see her, and she literally massages my feet for 60 minutes, and I've learned a lot just about, I think it's always cool to kind of pick the brain of a physical therapist, even though, you know, I think that they're just... They're similar worlds, but different worlds to the extent that you go into, like, the body and the mechanics of the body. So I've learned a lot from her, and I'm very, very grateful for it. And she helped my feet. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny. I wonder if it has anything to do with my feet have been killing me.
Really?
Yeah. And I thought it was my bunions because I have bunions and I didn't know I had bunions about a year or so ago. My family made fun of me. I'm like, I thought that's the way your foot's supposed to look. But I take my band and I like do exercises for my toes.
Yeah.
So I was doing some of it while we're sitting here.
So one thing that I learned from her that is bunions are actually not, they're not like a genetic thing, and they're actually, so we should always wear a bigger toe box to allow our toes to spread. And the only way that a joint gets blood flow is when we move those joints. Mm-hmm. So most of our joints are, there's one joint, so like your elbow or your shoulder, or so there's in our feet there's like 27. So she was like, when we're like this and we have really really tight shoes on and then everything is closed together, and then your bones, like your muscles, your tendons, ligaments, they get really really tight and they actually push out your bone.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that so interesting? So, like, when people look at them shaved down, like bunions shaved down, it doesn't fix the problem. She also flip-flops. I don't know if I told you this, but flip-flops are, like, the worst thing for us to wear.
Yeah.
Because if you go to, like, kick them, they'll fall off.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because our feet grip, like, the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're working all the time. So, yeah, I wear the worst shoes, and I'm on my feet all the time, mm-hmm. and to get new sneakers, and then my flip-flops are horrible, because they were cheap, and I was like, these are cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't wear Nikes anymore, because I have to, they're too narrow in the toe base, yeah. So I do Under Armour, is I've found really works well.
Yeah.
But I think mine started from being a bartender and wearing cowboy boots or high heels. A while.
Yeah.
That's why I try to do nothing on my feet as much as possible now in the house and stuff.
Yeah. Learning something new every day.
Yes, exactly.
Yay.
So I checked out our forum. It's a free forum on Champion 360 forum group on Facebook. You have to ask to be accepted because we didn't want any creepers. So, but it's free for everyone. So anyone can join it. You can definitely get on there. We're trying to put an article or something that we like on there when we see it, or what's relative to the podcast. And if you had any questions or things about your shows or life or breastfeeding, you know, everything we kind of talk about, you're more than welcome to post it. And we have people that we really respect on there, or we're adding people that we really respect. We'll add people who are on the podcast. So if you have questions that you'd like to reach out to them, and we'll put it all there. So it's easier to talk and you can see who your community is. It's kind of nice to have people who've got your back clothes.
Yeah.
Excellent. So you can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com or championchat360 on Instagram and on Facebook. It's a championchat360 forum for that group. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, guys.